Hi and welcome back to Matrix Moments. This is Saloni and I have with me today Avneesh Bajaj, Founder Managing Director, Matrix Partners India. Today's episode is about making hard decisions with the POS framework. Avneesh, what is the origin of the POS framework and how do you use it for decision making?
Thank you, Saloni. Good to be back for another Matrix Moment. Like I guess the listeners know by now, we alternate or mix it up with things that are more personal development and some personal reflections and stuff that goes on in our line of work. And I would say this falls in the bucket of things that are very near and dear to my heart. And so the origin is that after selling Bazi, and we have referenced to this in the other episodes, but after selling Bazi, I did come into some money as a result of the sale. And it was a point of time in life where I had to decide how I move forward. But before we go there, let me give you some context. Often in life, we have decisions that we agonize over. We put them in the bucket of hard decisions. Jeff Bezos has talked about, think about hard decisions in the framework of reversible versus irreversible decisions. And don't spend too much time on the reversible decisions by definition. And spend a lot of time thinking through the irreversible decisions. And I agree with that, but I guess I feel that at that point of time that you are deciding, if it's obvious that it's reversible or irreversible, that's great. I think 80-90% of the time you don't even know which one is which. There have been instances in my life that I look back and I took some decision without thinking about it, which entirely changed the course of my life. You know, which school I went to, let's say, which college I went to, which city I decided to go to. So multiple times, what I thought were simple, reversible decisions ended up becoming irreversible decisions. So I don't agonize over that too much. So I have a little bit of a different view that, yes, decisions in life are reversible and irreversible, but the irony is you don't know which is which, and you may well be wrong thinking about the irreversible one as the hard one. So when one is, so I don't agonize too much. And what I try to do instead, and what I did at that time, which felt like an irreversible decision post the Bazi sale, I had to decide what to do. I had modest expectations on wealth creation. Those modest expectations had been exceeded by the Bazi sale. Technically, I could have decided to retire, quote unquote, in my early 30s, which was a very irreversible statement from my wife that no, that is not going to be allowed. So then the other options were, I have always been passionate about education, including to the extent of wanting to be a teacher, a professor, let's say at a business school. So that would have been one option. Entrepreneurship could have been another option, meaning repeat entrepreneurship. Venture investing, I hadn't even thought of. So I thought about this and said, what really matters? And I remember I was in Lake Como on a holiday, or not actually a holiday, it was an eBay offsite, and I was walking with my wife and I was trying to think about it, and that's where this framework came. So it was actually, you know, completely organic. And I said, I have to think about the opportunity, which means, is there opportunity to make money? Is there a large market opportunity? I have to think about skill set, which means, am I good at it? And I have to think about the shower test, the passion. Do I feel excited about doing this? And now, on a funny note, we can actually talk about each intersection, and I'm sure we are putting up the graphic for this.
Yes.
But let's think about working at the obviously, the goal is to work at the intersection of all three. And let's take examples. If you're working at the intersection of passion and skill set, but there's no opportunity, what would happen?
You fall flat.
You would be happy because you're passionate about it, but you would be poor because there's no opportunity. So you'd be probably happy, successful because you have the skill set for it, but you'd be poor. If you picked a skill set and opportunity, but you didn't have passion, you'd be rich, but you'd be miserable because you're not enjoying what you're doing. And let's say if you had passion and opportunity but no skill set, you'll just fail because you just don't know how to do it. So idea is, at the intersection, you get all three. You get money, which means you're going to be rich and you're going to be happy and you're going to be successful, assuming some of those things are connected. So that's really how I thought about it. Then I had been introduced to angel investing because I had money. I started getting involved in companies. I realized I did have a skill set because I had been an entrepreneur before, so I could help the companies. I really enjoyed the passion. The passion test started working because I enjoyed interacting with smart founders, hence founders first again. I really enjoyed intellectual stimulation of interacting across different businesses. And this is 2006, 2007 when the decision was happening. Now the Bazi sale had happened in 2004. So in between, I could see that the internet market was trying to pick up or starting to pick up. So the opportunity set started looking interesting. But if you notice, at that time, we didn't start with tech VC investing. We started with broad-based consumer investing because it was clear to me that the opportunity at that time in broad-based consumer investing would be bigger than tech VC investing. So that's kind of how it all converged for me and kind of defined my life.
Right. But have you made any modifications or tweaked this in any way over the years?
So, I have fortunately or unfortunately affected a lot of people's lives. And I know people have made radical changes and career choices based on a conversation around this framework. And that's where it started being called as the POS framework. Subsequently, probably only in the last 3, 4, or 5 years, did I learn that there was a Japanese framework called Ikigai. And mm-hmm. We should put up a picture which is actually a little bit more descriptive and people can read it for themselves.
Sure.
But along the way, I had children. And first son, then daughter, and in between my dad passed away. And these were important life moments where one starts thinking about what is it that matters. So what I did, at least for myself, was to say, take this PROS framework and add a fourth circle. And the fourth circle is called meaning. And if you put that and you work at the intersection of that, I think it takes the true, we had discussed earlier about happiness. I don't think being rich and successful necessarily converges with happiness. And I think if you add meaning, then all of it kind of comes together. So that's how it evolved over a period of time. So added meaning, and then if you look at this Ikigai framework, it kind of talks about it in the same context. And to me, that's the biggest change that I have made, and given the important life moments that happened in my life. And as I move forward, one could also make it a little bit more complicated and decide what weightage one gives other things. But the biggest change for me has been to think of a little bit more meaning in the daily activities that I do. And as far as venture capital is concerned, I really find the meaning quotient has gone up a lot for me because of the impact as the market is deepening, working with these super smart founders. I just feel that over the next decade, or maybe couple of decades, as this market really evolves, one is able to play a meaningful role in it. And that's what kind of gives me the jollies.
Sure. Thanks, Avneesh. Thank you for listening. And you can find the transcribed version of this podcast on matrixpartners.in. You can also follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more updates.